You're listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Good day, podcast audience. This is your guy, Kenny Hodge. And this is one of those podcasts that if management was about their business some of the time, this podcast would not be a podcast. But postal management being what postal management is, stand by and put your seatbelt on, because some of this you may not believe, but everything I'm about to tell you is actual. See, this has taken place or is taking place. Let's have a podcast. Columbus, Ohio, I don't know how important it is to you as employees, but how many of you know that you will soon be getting a new plant manager? In fact, how many of you know that your current plant manager has left and is now the plant manager of a facility in Tampa, Florida? And I think it is very sad that on one hand that you don't know who your plant manager is and he works right in that same facility with you. That's sad to start with, and I'm willing to bet that 90% of you have no idea who your plant manager is. But it's even worse that the United States Postal Service can move postal executives around in that manner and not even have the common decency to say goodbye to the employees that you were responsible for. But maybe I look at it a little differently, again, because I spent time in management. But I think that sends a horrible common operational picture to the post office and to the postal community now that they're aware of it. Think about this for a second. You work for an organization that has managers coming and going, and you have a manager who is responsible for adhering to guidance coming from headquarters, and particularly concerning COVID-19, particularly concerning liberal leave policy. Now see, these policies, and I'm gonna get back to that manager, and I'm gonna tie this all in, because I want you to understand what it is I see. These policies are designed to help employees during these troubled periods. In Columbus, Ohio, they were not afforded to employees. See, there was no interpersonal relation going on with management and the employees. It was kind of, with the exception of EFEL, with the exception of that, which was federally mandated, changes to schedules, liberal leave was not given as per headquarters guidance. And now when I see a move such as the plant manager vacates his position in Columbus without a goodbye to his employees, and trust me and believe me when I say, without a goodbye to some of his staff members, when I see that lack of caring, it makes it very clear to me why the memos from headquarters were not adhered to. If you didn't care enough about your employees and your staff to say that you were leaving, thank you for the job well done, I understand why you didn't care about the liberal leave policies. I understand why you allow employees' rights to be violated during probation, the elm to be disregarded, and you did very little to help bring employees back to work. See, I understand all that now. And I want to say to the United States Postal Service, when you allow that to happen, and yes, you allowed it to happen, because whoever the plant manager's boss is, and I'm not going to mention any names, knew the plant manager was leaving, but there was no substitute put in his position, so you allow that to happen. You also show the employees and the postal community your level of caring. So now we have to question, if no one's really caring for the employees, all the guidance coming from headquarters that's designed to help employees, not only in Columbus, but we're talking about Lakeland Division now. That's how I view the exit of the PC's major in Columbus, Ohio, without an exit farewell to the staff and the employees there. See, I tie all that together, and it allows me to understand why Columbus, Ohio has been going through a lot of what it's been going through. There was no caring for people from the top, and it trickled down into the operational environment, the atmosphere of the Columbus Post Office. I had a conversation with a couple supervisors today, and they didn't know who was actually in charge of the plant. Now, what I do know is Mr. Hotchkiss is coming back in his position as senior lead MDO, but who the acting plant manager will be, I'm not sure this time. And when I find out, I'll let you know. That just goes to show how being unprofessional just breeds being unprofessional. Personal message to all postal employees. Hey, let's get back to the show. Listen, I found out that the acting plant manager in Columbus, Ohio, currently is a gentleman by the name of James J. Hannon, I think his name is. He was the acting manager of implant support. Now he's the acting plant manager. You may know him. He walks the floor a lot with Aaron from implant support. I mean, if you're interested. So I guess if there's any issues that you would have normally taken to the plant manager who just left, yeah, whatever. Yeah, if there's any issues that you would have taken to the plant manager, in case you needed to know and did not know, that person is now James J. Hannon. Just in case you wanted to know. That's the acting manager of Columbus, Ohio right now. Now, I just got to say before we move on, I would love to be a fly on the wall at a meeting with Mr. Hannon as the acting plant manager and Mr. Hotchkiss as the senior lead MDO. I'm just saying, I bet that will be a very interesting meeting. All right, let's get back to the show. Listen, just because management shows in a major way that they don't care, mail handlers, clerks, we still have a responsibility. And one thing I would really like to say is you have to be careful, and let's be mindful of where you place things. And when I say place things, when you have to put equipment around that building, put it where it's supposed to go, and in the middle of the aisle is not one of those places. Real talk, we just make it bad for each other. And blocking those doorways, that's some bullshit. I'm just going to give it to you like I feel it right now. And if you have nowhere to put that mail, find a supervisor and ask a supervisor to give you direction. I know that sounds kind of silly, but if you practice that shit right now, and excuse the profanity, but I think it's rather colorful, but if you practice it right now, when that mail starts to get heavier, and it should get heavier, you're going to find you're going to have a better work environment. Because if you notice in Columbus, Ohio, they are, I don't know if it's an accident, but it seems like they're actually preparing, taking steps to be in position for a heavy mail volume. I know that sounds crazy that the post office would actually prepare for anything, but it seems like that's what they're doing. So let's do our part as far as making sure we place mail inside those swim lanes and not just across the floor. Does that make sense? And if it takes you longer to do it, then in all honesty, take longer. And I really do mean that, and I'm sure nobody's going to give you a hard time about it. Again, if it takes you longer to find a safe place or the correct place to place that item, take longer. So let's not just take longer and say Kenny Hodge said take longer. Does that make sense? So let's do our part to make it a little better, because it's apparent that the people that the owners of the company put in charge to make sure that their company is successful, well, they're not very good mind keepers. Well, they're not very good keepers of the store. So as always, the craft, the employees, the people who make this organization run, we have to step up our game a little bit. Again, in line with our contract. I don't promote any contract violations, but let's do our part and work safe, and let's work smart. And I really stress work safe, because it appears that for whatever reason in Columbus Valley or Columbus District, there seems to be problems getting workers' compensation forms filled out and filed correctly. Now, I'm personally aware of two or three where it just seems that management, again, it seems, for lack of just saying it actually is, but it seems they are dropping the ball, and it is costing money to employees that should not have to pay. And not only is it costing money, but when you are worrying or having to be concerned about something that you shouldn't have to worry about, you know, that puts extra stress and frustration on individuals. And I don't think it's right. I think it's something very simple that the post office is neglecting to do. So when I say work safe, please be safe. Added emphasis on that, because it's looking like if you do get hurt, it's a real good chance that your CA1s and other documents might get lost in the shuffle. Hey, listen, this is Kenny Hodge, and this is the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Hey, we got to link up as union members, because it's apparent that, again, this ship is not sailing down the middle of the ocean as it should. And the only way we're going to get it back on course is union members linking up, supporting each other, supporting a fight that's going to be led by the postal union. And we got to start to take back some of the rights that our national unions have fought for. I think we're giving away too much right now. And the only way that's going to happen is we got to get active, and we got to start to come together for one common cause, and that is to be strong in solidarity. This is Kenny Hodge, and this is the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast.